Third and goal just outside the two. Shotgun. Snap to Purdy. Pressured on a blitz. Throws it right. Flags are down as Kittle makes the catch for the touchdown.
Yeah, they're gonna get called for the pick here.
There was no foul for offensive pass interference.
Oh, wow.
That was bizarre and ridiculous. Even though NBC's referee reviewer justified it. And that makes me like, I don't even listen that much unless it's like an actual like rule I didn't know. They're usually going to try, in my opinion, to cover up and defend what was called from their buddies, former colleagues on the field. The George Kittle touchdown makes it 20-10 and brought us in the post. It's like, all right, now you just go out there and you run everyone over. Moose Johnson would have been proud of that pick play. Let's bring in Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Did you get any type of justification for that pick play, TD?
No, I did not. I heard what you guys heard. I heard the same thing that you guys heard, like, oh, well, he must have run into him. So, you know, it looks like it was a good play. Like you said, let's pick it up and you know, it's called a touchdown. If that's not a pick, then there's never been one. So I don't really understand where that came from.
Your headline on the website, even a bye week did not fix recurring slow start issues. Let's talk about what you wrote about from the game.
Yeah, I think nothing to me looked really fixed from, you know, you like to think they have a week off and things are going to be different, but I didn't really see that. I thought it was going to be a little bit more than that. You know, I really thought that they would have some kind of, you know, new wrinkles, new plays, just something different. And, you know, to be honest, especially from a special team standpoint, it wasn't good at all from the end. And they just didn't look as prepared on that unit. And, you know, and then that reoccurring theme that I keep talking about coming out of locker room, That is a disgusting stat right now. The fact that they cannot score coming out of the first or third quarter, and they have not stopped anyone at all. 13 out of 14 drives on defense, the other team has scored.
Oh.
And that's to start the game and start the half. That looks like a lack of preparation, and that's, you know, that continues to happen.
And a couple of them, like the Ravens one, the Saints won and the Lions won. I mean, they were just demoralizing too, those starts, both to the halves, because I mean they did whatever they wanted and they just asserted their will and their dominance on the team. And that was, I mean, that's not just preparation. That's also challenging your masculinity at times, it seems.
Yep. Yeah, the way that, you know, and happened again. I mean, they cannot stop the run, and it's kind of ironic when you think about it. The Cowboys tried to shuffle up some things in their running game, and it looked exactly the same. And the 49ers have guys that, I'm sorry, I can't even pronounce. and they're doing the same. And, you know, it would have been worse if they don't, you know, kneel down at the one. I mean, that was just a weird game to dissect. I mean, the Cowboys, you know, are they in control of this? And then all of a sudden they're not in control, and it was terrible. Then they kind of come back. It felt like the Ravens game a little bit, where they came back, but then when they really, really, really needed to make a play, they couldn't. So
170-12 was the yardage difference I had written down for the third quarter. 10-6, obviously went to 27-10. And on the season, they're being outscored 61-19 in the third quarter.
I saw that on the plane. I did see that season stats of 61-19. I saw that.
21 points against 16 yards at one point.
Obviously there's an interception in there, which gives them a short field. But, yeah, I don't – it's hard to explain. And I'll say this. If anyone is complaining about McCarthy taking the ball to start the game, go back to that stat I just said. It doesn't matter because they're not scoring in the third quarter either. So, I mean, they're not coming out of the half and doing anything with the ball, first or third quarter. So I never really liked the taking the ball approach. I would have, you know, I like to start it in the third quarter. But this year, it's not really mattering.
Talk with Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, is Dak Prescott in a slump, or is there something that's not right that needs to be corrected?
It looks like he's pressing, and I say this, and I do not want to make excuse. Okay, I don't think he just has completely changed how to play the position. But I think the offensive line is a real problem right now. I mean that they're not blocking, you know, for him like he's used to in the past. And I think you add that with maybe pressing to try to, you know, do too much or do something. And then you have to throw in the fact he just won't run anymore.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but he won't, because one of the biggest plays in the game to me was at the very last drive, second down. He's rolling right. He's not going to get the first, but he could probably get six.
Yeah.
And slide, and that changes everything on third and fourth down. You don't have to force it to double coverage Jalen Brooks, you know, which I think he got interfered with, but I mean, they're not going to give him that call, I guess. But it's a combination of like not running and having to run for your life. That's the part right there. I mean, some quarterbacks are running for their life. That's fine. They can go get first down. He's not doing that, and I think that's the combination. But let's not forget the offensive line is really, really struggling right now, and it's all of them. It's not just the rookies. It's all of them.
What did you think of the throw to Turpin? I thought the throw was a dime. It was a 10 out of 10. I thought it should have been caught, but I thought it would have been a tough play. But a lot of people have a problem that you're even having to go to that play in that situation. What did you think?
Are you talking about the one where he dropped on the sideline or the one where it was intercepted? Either way, you're going deep to Turpin. I just don't love the play. He's not a go up and get the ball type of guy. He's probably not going to draw an interference. He's easily, you can bump him off his line of where he's running. So I'm just not a fan of that. I like using his speed, but that play with it's just down the sideline, I don't think he's a natural receiver to the point of going to make that play. So I don't love that to start with. And then he didn't. You know, he didn't make that catch. And I'm not sure he's getting his feet inbound if he did. But, you know, it's just he's running. I mean, they don't have anybody. You know, they don't have any playmakers. I mean, we know the guys on defense that they're missing. But I think that it's safe to say they're missing Brandon Cooks as well, because as he didn't have a great first few games to start the season before the injury, but he didn't last year either. They figured out ways to utilize him better, run different routes across the field, and I do think they're missing a veteran playmaking receiver like that in Brandon Cooks. So,
you really think he'd make a difference?
I do. Yeah, I mentioned – that's why I mentioned him. that's 2 hours sleep, Nick. But, I think so. I mean, I think he would make a difference. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think that he wouldn't over Jalen Brooks and Turpin down the field? Yeah, I mean, here's a guy that's had different.
Oh.
Figure out that we're not running the right routes with him.
Yeah.
He needs to be stretching the field and going across the field. Not a huge difference where, you know, he can make the Pro Bowl where you go and or you go pick him up on fantasy. I'm not saying that, but I do think he would make more of a difference than some of the guys that are out there running routes.
Do you, on the interception, not the second one, the first one, the deep ball, do you put a lot of that on the hit versus on Dak?
I think so. I mean, Dak said if he doesn't get hit, that, you know, he's throwing it to the pylon and it's going to be a touchdown. That's not really a pass that he always makes consistently either, but the hit didn't help, and it did kind of float up there for a while. Again, I don't love the play. I just don't think – I think you can use Turpin in other ways, but down the field plays, I have to see that to believe it. But he doesn't have a lot of options. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that are getting separation. So Turpin is one of them. He's got some speed like that, but that's just – that's not a 50-50 ball at all when you're throwing it deep to Turpin like that for me. And that play, I mean, I didn't hate it because it was probably the best thing Anger was going to do if you punted it. But, you know, you still, like you need to, you know, they squandered an opportunity to score there.
Bobby is telling me that I'm wrong and that the conspiracy theorists are wrong as well, that Rico was actually sick. Do you know anything about that?
I think he was. I mean, if he wasn't sick, like, I just don't – like, the part of putting Deuce Vaughn up, like, then that – they wouldn't have needed to do that.
So they
know?
Just want to – so if you have Rico play along with Dalvin and Zeke, and then Deuce would have been deactivated.
Right, okay. Right. They didn't need to make anybody deactivated because they only added one player.
Okay.
So, you know, they just because they didn't need, like, another special teams guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But they, you know – now, I'm actually surprised they only went in the game with three corners, and one of them got hurt. So, you know, they could have added. But, no, I don't think there's anything there as a running back.
We're going to finish up with the big post-game scuffle. Mike Leslie, Channel 8, tweeting about Trayvon Diggs. It wasn't a play that he was, like, directly involved with. He wasn't covering Kittle. Kittle had a big gain. Diggs went into the locker room, came back out, and this transpired.
Now that whole play, that's what you took from that. You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Now that whole play, that's what you took from that. That's what you got from that. That whole play, that's what you got from that.
I'm asking. We can talk about it more. What were you doing then?
Dropped a D's nuts on him, Nick. How far away were you? Were you there for
right
it?
There.
And your thoughts?
Right, you know, I saw it, and he was walking away. I didn't hear the D's part, but I heard the, you know, whatever he called him at the end. I heard some of that, so I knew it was something. I didn't hear that part, let me say, what do I want to say about that? Honestly, I'll say this. Gone are the days where you just go and you just tweet what you want and say, oh, and try to act tough and, well, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because players, it gets back to them.
Yeah.
And no, he didn't go and search for himself. But that's what you have an entourage for. That's what you have boys to do. They do that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And I'll say this. I be careful. This is for all of us, but be careful when you're questioning a player, especially a defensive player, because you don't know what they're actually assigned to do. There's no way that they know what his assignment to do on that play.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, I'm not really sure that the tweet, okay, and he did. I mean, he actually did. He got credited for the tackle there.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. Like Trayvon Diggs, this is a narrative that's growing a lot. There's always – everyone loves – I hear it in the press box. Everyone loves to pick on him that he doesn't tackle. He's not a willing tackle, big business decision. Everyone – Roy Williams used to get – you know, everyone would kind of make him the punchline of plays and stuff like that. So I don't know if it's justified as much, and I think this was a piling on. This looked good, and it came back, and now he's in his face. And the question is what are you doing? That's a question the reporter should ask. The reporter is the one that should be asking the questions, you know, and trying to get the answers. Ask it from the coach. So I hope he does. I hope he comes up with the answer of what Trayvon was supposed to be doing. And when he finds that out, he'll probably want to take the tweet down. But he probably wouldn't.
Great stuff, brother. Thank you. And get some sleep.
Thank you, man.
There it is. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Choppy and Bassett go crazy over the World Series, and I'm going to go crazy because I can't find the Dallas Mavericks. Crosstalk with KMC is next.